we are going to solve this problem using as much ingenuity as possible. So we have to innovate as little as possible so we can get help as quickly as possible out into the community.
That's Matt Taylor, founder of Aid to All La Plata. Aid to All is a new nonprofit public charity aimed to help those that need disaster relief due to COVID-19. Taylor is no stranger to Southwest Colorado. As former CEO of Mercury Payment Systems, a Durango-based payment processing provider, and a former executive at financial technology solutions provider FIS, Taylor took his tech background to set up a team and help secure financial resources in La Plata County. Aid to All launched in early August, raising over $100,000 throughout the community. In the last month, Taylor says they've learned a lot about how they want this process to work.
The difference between right now and when we launched, there's no more deadlines. So that structure for August was created to give us some breathing room to learn, and we did that. We accelerated, and then we modified and upgraded our approach so that the only rule is you can apply once a month. But we're not shutting it down, and there aren't any deadlines. And our goal is to fund once a week so that we can meet applicants closer and closer to where they're at when they need whatever they need to cover their bills.
While they're currently in the second round of taking applications, Aid to All has assisted over 25 households, serving close to 100 people. The average distribution was $1,200. Michael French is the executive director of the La Plata Economic Development Alliance and a board member of Aid to All. French remarked that while there have been several local financial resources given locally, Aid to All will enhance that boost for those that are continuing to experience distress during this pandemic.
It's an incredible opportunity to create another pillar for economic stimulus in our community. And it has the ability to complement all the great things that are already going on with things like Surf Fund and all of the philanthropic organizations that are working tirelessly to get to the hard-to-reach population. But I think that this project has an incredible opportunity to not just complement what's going on, but accelerate it.
One of the many things that COVID-19 has shed light on, especially in rural communities, is that the digital divide is real. As Aid to All has launched, Taylor says that they need to figure out different ways to reach those that need help.
What we are now in the process of engaging in is ensuring that any applicant who maybe just doesn't have time to go online or is missing the message somehow in the digital realm can get that message. And we're building partnerships with local nonprofits. We're going to places that people naturally will show up so that Aid to All can be available for them in plain sight. And that's the big lesson in round one.
With over $70,000 available, relief funds can be granted from $250 all the way up to $1,500 in the form of a prepaid reloadable MasterCard, which Taylor says can be received within a week. Aid to All has 35 volunteers, or as they call them, mountain movers, that are helping with this process. Taylor hopes that in building this framework, Aid to All La Plata can be put into place anywhere.
We'll expand from here. It's just a matter of building awareness of what we're doing. The blueprint doesn't require a lot once the technology is established. We'll be able to provision this Aid to All La Plata County in Aid to All Archuleta County or San Juan County in either Colorado or New Mexico or San Miguel County, Montezuma, et cetera. It's built that way with that vision from day one so that we can have multiple instances of Aid to All wherever it can get organized in the community.
Reporting for KSUT, I'm Sarah Flower.